AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Monday edition of Deer Season Daily. It is October 27th. We are in some of the best days of the season in the heat of the pre-rut, and I got a good show for you today. I'm going to talk about my first buck of the year. I'm going to talk shop, what we had come in this weekend, the weather and movement predictions, and then the tip of the day, a little post-shot tip for today. But before we get into all that, don't forget about our partner for these episodes. That's Racks Big Game Supplements. You can check them out at racksmineral.com. Also, our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. Anything you find on there, whether that be our scent or our apparel or our food plot seed in the springtime, you can use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. You get 10% off of your entire order. If you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. That really helps us out. I can't even see who likes it. So if you're the one that, if you don't want to like it because you don't want whoever to see that you did, all it shows is that there's a like on there. Comment too. That really helps us out. And if you're on audio only, make sure you hit the follow button there so you know when these come out. And leave us a review. That helps the podcast do well also. So we'll kick this thing off with the RHO update. To start with, I'm not sure when our next full Monday episode will be. I'm trying to get things lined up for, I'd like to have Dad in to talk about his buck. I'd like to have Dusty in to talk about his buck. I may do one to talk more in depth about mine. Nate and Blake, we need to get back in here and talk some stuff. We got some interesting topics, I think, to talk about with those guys. So I'm just not sure when we'll all get back together in the same room here and get one done, but we will have another one hopefully next week. With that said, like I mentioned, I did shoot my first buck of the year yesterday evening, right at last light. I sat through the rain for two and a half hours, probably. I wasn't really sure I wanted to go, but we had a picture of a pretty good buck going into some thick stuff underneath this stand yesterday morning and thought there was a good chance he might come back out in the evening. Well, that deer didn't end up coming back out, but with like 10 minutes left, 15 minutes left of light, of shooting light, a buck popped out in the field behind me. I looked at him. I thought he looked like a decent deer, and the closer he got, the more I realized he was a mature deer, or I realized he was a mature deer, and it took me a little bit as he was coming in to decide if I was going to shoot him or not. So I mentioned it was raining. I've got my camera inside a gallon Ziploc bag with a hole kit in the end of it, so I don't have to film through the Ziploc bag because that wouldn't work at all. But I've got that over it, and where I would normally have the viewfinder out, where I can see what I'm doing, I have to have it folded flat. It's still facing out so I can see it, but it's folded flat up against the camera body. So I have to look on the direct side of the camera to see my viewfinder. So I'm trying to do that and zoom in on this deer and decide if he's a shooter or not as he's coming in. I'm trying to get my focus where it needs to be and stay on him and get some good video of him coming in because I do want to shoot him. And do pretty good through all that. And then there's a tree beside me, and I've got like 10 or 15 yards of a shooting lane at this particular spot. So as he's coming around this tree, I finally saw him kind of from the side really well, and I realized it was a deer that Dusty called Long Beams. He's a deer that's been around for a few years. He's got sheds off of him. He's a 5.5-year-old deer. As soon as I saw that, I knew that I should shoot that deer because he was an old, mature deer, not super high scoring, but one that we had history with. We got pictures of him from this year and from years past. So I decided I was definitely going to shoot him, and he was stepping into the front part of my shooting lane when that happened. So as soon as he did that and I decided he was a shooter, I turned to grab my bow, and then I go back to the camera, and I have to move it. And either when I grabbed the handle to move it, I hit the focus on my lock controller, or when I moved the camera, that plastic bag rotated my focus ring because he's in focus as he's coming around the tree, and when I turn the camera, he goes out of focus. Now, it's not like autofocus buck bad. If you guys remember that one from season one of Fall Pursuit, you can still tell that this is a deer, and you can kind of tell it's a buck. But it's also right at last light, so that didn't help things. If it had been more light, it wouldn't have been quite as bad. But the focus was not great on this deer, so I'm not proud of myself at all for the film work that I did on this. But, I mean, I guess just making excuses is it was raining. I didn't have the thing in a plastic bag. It was near last light, and I made a late decision that I was going to shoot this deer, and I had a short window to do it in. But I still should have done a better job with the video. So I'm pretty disappointed that I didn't. But I didn't get it all on video, and you can see him standing there, and you can see the arrow hit him and everything like that. So I got it all. Hopefully I can put it together decent for you guys. I'm going to try some stuff to maybe clean that up a little bit and see how clear I can get the video of him. He looks really good coming in. I got really good video of him coming in. It's just that last part where the shot happens that everybody wants to see where it got a little out of focus. So hopefully that video will be out soon, but I'm happy that I got a deer on the ground in October and the pressure's kind of off. I can be super picky now throughout the month of November. There's a few deer around that we've had on camera already that I know I would tag out on. There's a lot of, they're not a lot. There's several mature bucks that I wouldn't shoot now until maybe we get up into December. Then I'll rethink that. But for now, it's going to be nice to just be able to go through November and wait on a really, really nice buck. Because here in Illinois, if you guys aren't from Illinois, we get two buck tags. So that was my first one. I got one more in my pocket, and I'm going to be super picky about the next buck that I shoot. Hopefully, I can tag out. I've never actually tagged out during the season. So I don't gun hunt. So like I've never had the opportunity really to kill one with the bow and the gun. So it's always been trying to kill two of them with a bow, and I've never done that. So maybe this year's the year. We haven't even got to November yet, and usually that's when the cabin really starts to heat up. This new permission piece we just went and checked out today looked like it had some good buck activity on it, so I'm curious to see what we're going to find there. But again, got one on the ground. That video will come out soon. I'm going to post pictures and stuff later today so you guys can see them. But be looking for that. And again, if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe so you know when that video comes out. That is all I got for the RHO update, which means it's time for Talking Shop. So it was a pretty busy weekend, although the rain slowed it down some. There were still no giant bucks come in, but we did have a couple good ones. Tyler, if you guys follow us on social media, our buddy Tyler, he's been on the podcast before. He's done Waterfowl Wednesday with me. He killed a really nice old, super mature 7-pointer Saturday evening, I believe it was. Just a super big body deer, real tall, racked. He didn't have super tall tines, but his rack came way up off his head, and he had a big frame. And I don't know if he was on the downhill side or if that's just all he ever was, but he was a really nice deer, really nice 7-pointer. So that was one of the bigger deer we had come in this weekend. But we're really starting to see, like with that deer, my deer had a little bit of it, not as much as I would have thought. But a lot of these bucks we're starting to see come in are getting that swell to their neck, as you would expect as we go into November. So that's cool to see. These deer are looking big as they're ever going to look basically right now. The next 5 to 10 days, these deer are going to be as big as they're going to be all year because the testosterone is almost at its highest point. They're all swollen up. And then in another 3-4 weeks, they're going to be ran down from chasing these does around. So right now is going to be when these bucks are the biggest. And I should go back and mention that the buck that I did shoot, he was 5.5, 260 pounds on the hoof. So he was a tank. I've got a picture where he's in the back of my F-250, and he makes the bed of that thing look small. It's my favorite picture of the deer is him laying in the bed of the truck because he's just a tank of a deer. So he had really most of that was center mass. It wasn't even really his neck. Like I said, he had a big old neck on him and a big head, but he wasn't swollen like some of these other bucks that we're starting to see. So if you can get out there and kill one right now, I mean, you got a chance of killing a super heavy, really cool looking buck. I don't have anything for news right now for today. Not a lot of stuff happened throughout the weekend as far as news goes, so maybe we'll have something on that tomorrow. But that takes us to the weather and movement predictions. Today is supposed to have a low of 50 and a high of 57. Which is much different than the 30-degree difference that we had on Friday. And I will say, I'm just basing this stuff off of the weather data that I have available, so it's not always going to be perfect. Like, the temperatures the wind direction, the pressures. I can only be as good as the weather apps are because I'm doing these ahead of time. So don't get mad at me when it ends up being like 45 degrees and the wind's completely out of the wrong direction and 5 miles an hour faster than I told you it was going to be, because I'm just basing it off of the app. So with that said, it's supposed to be cloudy pretty much all day. There's a good chance of rain until late morning, midday. It's supposed to rain most of the night. And then the rain's supposed to get out, but it's still supposed to be cloudy throughout the afternoon. It's supposed to be east, northeast, I believe, a northeast to east northeast wind. No, I'm sorry. East to east northeast wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour most of the day. So if you got an east wind spot, east northeast wind spot, that's going to be where you want to be this afternoon. The pressure's supposed to hang around 30.1. It's not really supposed to fluctuate a lot today. I think that's going to drop to down to close to 30 by the end of the day. I think the afternoon could be good if that rain clears on the scrape lines, getting those bucks. Me and Austin talked about this on Full Draw Friday. Not that they're necessarily going to be working and pawing in the dirt, but that rain comes and freshens things up and brings some new scent around. It also makes them get out there and want to put their scent down as well. So I think the afternoon after this rain clears out and then into tomorrow morning could be good on those scrape lines. That's where I would be if you have a place like that, a ridge top or near a doe bedding area or something where you got some good scrapes. That'd be a good place to be this morning and this afternoon, especially depending on when it stops raining. But the movement's only going to get better as this week goes on. I think today and tomorrow might be the worst days of the next like 7 to 10, but they still should be okay, maybe even good. It's not going to be super cold, which is not awesome, but it's not going to be hot either. So especially, like I said, after this rain clears out, if it gets heavy enough tonight to kind of bed them down a little bit, the morning could be good right after it stops. The afternoon could be good again on those scrape lines. Right now, you got to think like the buck. Get around the most mature, oldest does in your area, because that's what they're looking for. The mature bucks know that the mature does are the ones that come in first. They're looking for them. They know where they're at most of the time, and they're hanging around them. That way they can get those first does that come in. You might see some mature bucks locked down even within the next week. If one disappears, he's probably found one of those first does. So this is going to be the time where you want to get on. Not necessarily, you're not hunting the does exactly, but if you have an area where there's some mature does, you know where your oldest does are staying, you want to be in and around that where that sign is. These are going to be the last few days, the last week where hunting scrapes is really going to be good until early to mid-December after the rut comes and goes. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of sign around mature does, and I think you're going to be in good shape. And that leads us to the tip of the day. Like I said, this is a post-shot one, and it's one that I struggle with. I think it's one that most hunters struggle with, especially bow hunters. Be patient after the shot. So your buck comes in, your deer comes in, doe, whatever it is. You shoot them, and the first thing we want to do is get down and go look at that arrow, and then what happens then? We look at the arrow, we think, oh man, that looks pretty good. I wasn't going to go after him, but I see blood. Well, I'll just follow blood up to this point. And then you get to that point, and you're like, well, it looked pretty decent, so I'm just going to follow blood up a little bit more, and then I'll stop. And then you never stop. And sometimes that works out, and you find the deer. Other times, you end up bumping them. Don't ever rush in to track them unless you see them go down. And even if you see them go down, make sure they're down and not just laying with their head up. Make sure they've laid their head down and they've been there for a little bit before you go after them. I don't care where you think you hit him, because I've seen that be so wrong since we've started videoing, where I think I've hit a buck or hit a deer and then go back and look at the video and what actually happened a lot of times can be considerably different from where you think you smoked a deer, and you go back and look on video and it ends up being farther back or farther forwards or higher or lower or whatever than where you thought it was. And without the video, you might say, okay, I smoked him. I didn't see him go down, but he's going to be dead in 30 minutes, so I'm going to go in after him. And then you bump him. And that is the worst thing you can do, is bump a deer out of a bed that he would have died in, because had you left him alone, you probably would have found him right there. And if you bump him out of that bed, you may never find him. Especially if he's laid there for a little bit and the blood started clotting, and then out of that bed, you don't have a very good blood trail. We did that on the buck that I shot at the cabin in season one, found his bed, and with tracking the blood, it had been over 12 hours, but found the bed. There was blood leading into it. There was a bunch of blood in the bed. And there was a little bit leading out, and then it got to drop. And that's when we had the dog come in, and we started from there. And the blood was just never good again after that. There was no chance you could have followed it without a dog. And even the dog made it another 300 yards, and then we lost him there. So if you bump him out of that first bed, it's really tough to find him again, especially if the blood dries up, or maybe he goes somewhere you can't go. Like if you don't have permission to be on the neighbor's property and you bump him over there, then you're out of luck. If he goes into some super thick stuff where you're going to have real trouble finding him, all of that. If you bump a deer out of his bed, that's the worst thing you can do while you're trailing him. Unless it's a case where, like, you make a shot, you hit him that's not lethal, and you're trying to make a follow-up shot, and you go get him, and you jump him out of that bed, and he's slowed down enough you can get another arrow in him. Aside from that, like, let him die in that first bed. If they're dead in a minute, they're going to be dead in 30 minutes. If they're dead in 30 minutes, they're going to be dead in 3 hours, right? Even if he's dead in that, like, that first 30 seconds and you wait 4 hours, what have you lost? Nothing. He's still dead. If he was going to be dead in that bed in 4 hours, but you went in after 30 minutes and bumped him, now you've lost everything. So after the shot, be patient. If you've got video, review it. Go back to the house. Go take stuff to your truck. Go eat some dinner, something. Unless you've got circumstances where maybe it's a hard rain coming and you just got to get on that blood so you don't lose it. Or, like, I've had this happen before. I shot one the evening before gun season, and I really wanted to get in there and get him so I didn't have to go out during gun season. Still end up having to do that. But those circumstances, I get it. But if you've got any time at all, give it to them, and you're going to be way more successful on finding your deer that you've shot. I think I've made that mistake a couple times and finally learned from it. So at my buck, for example, tonight, I wasn't even going to go look for him. He just happened to die on my walk out. Like, I saw him as I was walking away from the stand going back to the truck, which that almost never happens. But I wasn't looking for him. I had no intentions of going and tracking that buck yet because I didn't see him go down. I was just walking back to the truck. I was going to go talk to Dusty, wait for him to get in, and then we'd go back and look. But he just happened to be dead where I was going. So back to the point, be patient after you shoot him. Give him plenty of time. They're going to still be dead even if they're dead quickly. So don't mess yourself up there. Don't make that mistake like I have different times. And again, you're going to be way more successful in recovering your bucks. That's all I got for today. I'll catch you guys again tomorrow for another Deer Season Daily. Thanks for watching.